The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and it is in everyone's best interests to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional. The opinions expressed herein are not meant to provide specific investment advice or serve as a prediction for future stock market performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Securities and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities Corp., member FINRA, SIPC. A registered investment advisor, Wolf Financial Advisory, Mosaic CCDA, and USA Financial Securities Corp. are not affiliated entities.
Wolf Financial Advisory, when it's important to you, it's important to us.
This is the Wolf Financial Podcast. Here's your host, Rob Wolf.
Good day, everyone. Rob Wolf here again with the Wolf Financial Podcast, and I'm here with Andrew Robinson, CEO of Mosaic. Drew, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Drew, talk to us a little bit about Mosaic a little bit of how it started.
Yeah, so Mosaic was founded in 2009 by a local pastor here who started Overflow Church. And as a part of the ministry and an outgrowth of the ministry, he decided to do a missional part, which became known as Overflow Christian Community Development Corporation. So you had Overflow Church, Overflow Christian Community Corporation. And the focus then was simply job training. How do we help individuals in our community get the job training that they need to be successful and productive workers? And so with that, he started three social enterprises. One was a cafe. Another one was a resale store. And then it was Harbor Shine's property services, which did a lot of snow removal as well as lawn care work. And for about 7 years, it really blossomed and it grew, became a major force for preparing individuals, in particular in the city of Benton Harbor, to get into the workforce. And then we added a job training curriculum, which is known as Jobs for Life, which is a national program which provides individuals with some of the basic tools that they need to be successful workers. And one of those, I guess you could say the focuses for the program was really centered around teaching individuals about the dignity and the value of work. That work is important, that God created work in the beginning. What was the first thing that God gave Adam? He gave him dominion over the earth and he told him to work. And so that's the focus of Jobs for Life, is really teaching individuals that it's not good for you just to be comfortable just getting aid and support from the state. It's important for you to be able to make a good, hard earned living yourself and to take care of your family and become a productive citizen in your community.
So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved with Mosaic.
Yeah. So outside of being a Lions fan, I was raised here in the area. I graduated from Benton Harbor High School in 1995. I was one of those individuals who said that when we went off to college, we were never coming back. It's too small. And so after going to undergrad at Grand Valley and then going to get my master's degree at Western, I ended up in Detroit. I met my wife, Marie, and she is actually native of Detroit, born and raised in Detroit, and stayed in Detroit for 18 years. And so I honestly thought I was going to Chicago. I was looking at an organization there called Urban Ministries Incorporated. I was looking to replace the CEO there. And then I got a call out of the blue, July of 2018. We'll never forget. Unsolicited call. Didn't know who Brian Bennett was. And he called me and said, "Hey, Drew, would you be willing to come back home to lead this organization, Mosaic CCDA?" And at the time, they changed the name from Overflow to Mosaic because as more individuals and churches and organizations became a part of who we were in terms of providing job training, became very important to change it and make it less reflective of what it was known for before, which was Overflow. Now we got to make it this unique, diverse coalition. And so the name Mosaic was given because when you think of Mosaic, it really represents something that's more artsy. Mosaic is bringing together many different people, shapes, sizes, colors together for one singular purpose, and that's to unify for change. And so that's why the name Mosaic was given. So that was a sidebar, but I wanted to make sure that everyone knew that the reason why that name was chosen was because of that purpose.
So is the primary purpose still educating people to get employment opportunities?
Yes, that's still the singular focus. And then we still have our social enterprises. We don't have as many as we did before, but the resale store is really the heart for job training. So as individuals are going through our Jobs for Life program, they also have the opportunity to do some job training at the resale store. So that way they're able to put theory into practice. So everything that they learn in the classroom, they are able to put it into practice at the resale store. And then after they complete our program, either we retain them as employees or we place them somewhere else across Southwest Michigan for them to work.
So what is your average person that goes through the training program from a demographic standpoint look like?
It's very, very broad. We have gotten people as young as 18. We've gotten people as old as, you know, the 70s. It depends on your ability to work. We tend to have, if you were to say in a common demographic group, mainly it's men between the ages of I would say 25 to 40, individuals who were at one time incarcerated, maybe were released. We do have a partnership with the courts. So individuals who are on probation or on parole, we get a lot of referrals. And so we're able to train them and put them back into the workforce.
So if somebody's interested in getting workforce training,
yes,
they just reach out to Mosaic, and then is it classroom style or
it's classroom? What's that look like? It's a classroom style. So usually what happens for our Career Pathway Institute, which is our Jobs for Life program, is a part of that. They will just call Mosaic, or they can go on our website and they can sign up there.
And what is the website?
It's mosaicccda.com.
And of course, for anyone else listening here, you can also reach Mosaic by going to the Wolf Financial Advisory website, going under the resource tab to the charity of the month. Mosaic is right there. You could click on the link. It'll take you right to their website where you can find a phone number. Yeah. Find, and of course, you'll be at the website, but even more importantly, if you are led to want to donate or volunteer, I assume you're looking for volunteers as well.
Yes, we would love to have volunteers come, and you can serve in a multitude of ways. You can serve as a volunteer of the resale store. We have a lot of work to do. So if you just want some downtime and you want to come with your headphones on or iPods and just, you know, have at it and just spend a couple of hours and do some good, you could do that. Or, you know, you can volunteer as a mentor. Many of our individuals who come through our job training program, they need someone to help them develop a blueprint for their lives. And so this is an excellent opportunity for you if you want to give back to individuals and say, hey, I want to pour into you. I want to be able to nurture you, develop you, help you to see that there's a better way for you. Because many individuals, they haven't been exposed to a lot. And one of the reasons why it was great for me to leave home and go to Detroit is because I was exposed to a lot that if I had stayed, I don't know if I would have been exposed to. And so for those who would love to share your experience and your wealth of knowledge and your expertise, this is an excellent opportunity for you to be able to.
Are you looking for people to also volunteer as trainers on the job training program?
Yes, yes, we are. And one of the things that we're thinking about is we're thinking about having more programming in individual areas, because it's hard. Transportation is a major barrier in our community. And so a lot of times we're located right there behind Henry Hamburgers next to Joanne and Ollie's. And so sometimes it's hard for people to get to us. And so we want to be able to have programs that are right there, especially if they're in, you know, housing clusters where we'll be able to have programming there. And so instead of them having to, get fine transportation to get to us, you know, we'll be able to have the program there. And so we'll need trainers to be able to walk them along our curriculum. It's already established. And we'd love to have individuals that have a gift for speaking. Now, if you're afraid of speaking, if you're afraid of coaching and mentoring, that may not be for you. Maybe it is great for you to serve at the resale store. But we have something for everyone.
So let's talk a little bit about how you're funded.
Yeah.
You obviously raise some of your own capital through the resale store. So let's talk a little bit about that and where else you get your the monies to support your programs.
Yeah. So social enterprises has really been one of the things that we use from the very beginning to be able to generate revenue for the organization. We also utilize foundation support. And so we have a plethora of foundations that support us. It's always difficult when you start to list one because you're always going to forget, but I'll list a few. And if I don't mention your name, please charge it to my head, not to my heart. So Whirlpool Foundation, Bering Community Foundation, Upton Foundation, United Way. And we have a lot of great individual donors who really see value in the work that we do and really pour financially into us and being able to take people through our curriculum. We're also, as I mentioned, you know, the social enterprises being a major component. And we're also looking at receiving some government and municipality support as well.
So the resale store, there's you take donations, right?
You take donations. So yeah, our location is 1804. You may remember when we were downtown. First, we were on Main Street, then we moved to Wall Street. Now we're in a bigger location in which this is an area in which we feel like will not only produce more opportunities for job training, but it's a great area. It's a good area that is really in a highly visible space. And so we really feel like this is a great area for us to be able to get individuals in to train them, prepare them and equip them. And it's also an area where you could just come by. We also have a location, a spot right there inside of the building, donation hub, where you could just come and you could drop off your donation.
So there's multiple ways that someone can support Mosaic.
If I could also mention, we also have a truck as well we could go and pick up donations for some of the larger items that may be difficult for you to just bring them, like furniture or appliances. We do have guys that we employ who come through our job training program, and we'll send them out to pick them up. Or if you want to purchase something, you could do that as well.
So we could go to the website. We could donate cash.
Yes.
We could go and support you just by shopping at the resale store. Yeah. We can donate. We can volunteer our time. Are just so many ways of being able to support your program. And by the way, the phone number for anybody who's interested, 269-932-3557. Again, 269-932-3557 for Mosaic. Now, what about the 100 Women Project? What is that all about?
Yeah, so that project is really geared. We have a relationship with an organization, a nonprofit called 100 Women Strong. They are an organization that is focused on providing financial assistance to, in particular, single women who meet hardship. They have a form of employment. They are bringing money in, but it's just not enough to sustain them from one month to the next month. Or they may meet some hardship that may cripple them one month and they need some financial assistance. So what this organization does is it evaluates just to see, hey, can we support this individual? It's one-time support. Once we support, you can ask again for support. But it's for those individuals that really meet some type of hardship and need some emergency cash to be able to support them, whether that's with rent, whether that's electric bill, whatever that is, whatever that need is.
Because there's a lot of people out in the community that want to work.
Yes.
Or are just underemployed.
Yes, yes.
Where they just can't make ends meet, but they know the value of work. They understand the dignity yes. of working, but they just need a little extra help to get them over the top. This 100 Women Project is so important because there's a lot of single women out there raising families. And they just need that extra support.
Exactly.
What are some of their initiatives you guys got going on?
So we have Entrepreneurship Program, which is a separate nonprofit organization, which is Emerge Innovation Hub. The focus of this was really to reach back to those, in particular, BIPOC entrepreneurs that have a vision and a dream to start and launch their own businesses, for us to be able to rally behind them and to develop an ecosystem. To really support them, coach them, mentor them, encourage them, and give them the tools that they need to be successful entrepreneurs. We did this immediately during the COVID pandemic because we felt like this was a way to be able to help individuals who were coming to our Jobs for Life program saying, yeah, this is great. I do, you know I need some form of employment, but I also have a vision and a dream to start my own business. How do I do that? They don't have a rich uncle or rich cousin to give them the resources they need. They don't have the academic training that some do to where they've gotten a bachelor's degree or a master's degree. And so, but yet they have this desire, this entrepreneurial dream to launch something that will be sustainable, which will allow them to become job creators and leave a legacy for their families. And so we started this with that premise. And so it's been successful now over the past few years as we've cultivated, we've developed an ecosystem that is really built and designed to bring many different people, financial institutions, businesses, corporations, municipal leaders together with a common singular goal to reach back into our community to say, how can we help you become job creators?
So any success stories on the top of your mind that you'd like to share with us today?
Most definitely. And I can think of a couple of them. And I'll start on the Mosaic job training side of things. There was one particular individual about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, who came to us. She would receive government aid support routinely, has about 3 or 4 kids. And she came to us through our job training program, and we initially hired her to be a part of the resale store. And what's so amazing about her and her story is that through hard work and dedication and determination, not only was she a worker, a productive worker at our resale store, but she really motivated herself. She really took a lot of coaching, a lot of advice from people around her, and she rose to becoming our resale store manager. And so to have stories where individuals, are changing the way they think. And at the end of the day, if there's anything we could say that Mosaic is really specialized in, outside of job training, outside of the entrepreneur support services that we offer, outside of everything we do from 100 Women Strong, financial assistance, whatever it is, court referral, really the basis of what we do. Is really transforming the way people think. When I first took over this position back in 2018, I realized there was one crucial and critical piece that really stood in between a person who wanted to maintain the status quo, which is receiving government support, and those who were willing to launch their own destinies and to do something that is totally different and radical from what they were brought up doing and or getting a job or whether that's owning their own business. And that's how they're able to transform the way they think. And this is where Romans 12, 1 and 2 is so powerful to me. It's one of my favorite passages of scripture in which there has to be a transformation of the mind for people to be able to understand the value and the dignity of work. We can teach people all day long. We can have them come into classrooms. We can give them the resources, the tools that they need to be successful. But until there's a true transformation in their mind, it's falling on deaf ears. And so we became more intentional at that point to say, you know what, how do we focus and specialize our programs not to just give people resources, but to give them what they need to see something different that they've never seen before.
Well, you're trying to overcome perhaps generational thinking.
And it's multi-generational. So it's not just that generation. It's like mothers, you know, grandmothers. I mean, it's been going on now for decades. And so in order to penetrate that and to change that thinking, right, it takes a lot of work. And we have coaches and we have trainers that spend a lot of time outside of the classroom, really pouring into individuals, letting them know that not only, you know, are you made to work, but we want you to do something different than what you have seen your whole life. And we've had individuals like Kanata that is a prime example of someone who changed how she thought, who really dedicated herself, who really devoted herself to becoming not only a better and more productive person and a more productive citizen, but becoming a leader, and a leader in her own community, a leader in her own family, and providing opportunities for her family members as well.
You also have a program called Wonderland Toy Store. Yes, Wonderland. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Wonderland is a program that we've been doing now for years, in which every December we get support, financial support from corporations, from businesses, financial institutions. They either give money or they have opportunities for their clients and members to be able to give toys. And it's really an opportunity for us to share the love of Jesus to the community. And we do it every year in December, take 3 days where we provide for individuals a low income, and they're referred to us by various agencies across the county. And it's a way for them to be able to purchase toys, adults and parents to purchase toys for their kids at a discounted cost. So what they would normally pay retail price, they will only pay like 10% of what that retail price is with us. And so a lot of times you can get they're able to get some phenomenal, phenomenal toys. And instead of it costing $100, they're only paying $10 for it. So it's a way for us to bless the community. It's also a way for them to still feel like it's not just giving them a handout as well. They're still able to pay for it, which there's a dignity and value in being able to pay for something yourself.
Is there anything else about Mosaic that you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, I just really want to say that Mosaic is an organization that really believes in supporting the community and building a coalition of individuals and organizations to do so. We understand that we live in a very divided community, and for us, and the reason why the name Mosaic really symbolizes and means so much to us, it's because we're bringing people from, you know, across all spectrums. I mean, we got folks from from Benton Harbor, from Stevensville, from St. Joe, working together for one singular cause. And to me, that means so much because as a man of faith and as one who has studied scripture, when you look at the church, the goal of the church, when Jesus founded the church, was for this purpose, was for individuals to come together as one. Jesus' prayer to his Father in John was, "Father, make them one as you and I are one." And so our goal as an organization is to be one. No matter, you know, what political affiliation you're a part of, no matter, you know, what race you are, no matter what church you attend, we want to come together as one force for good.
So for anyone who is interested in supporting Mosaic, feel free to visit their website or go to their website through my website, wolfadvisoryservices.com, under the resource tab, and you can find Mosaic under Charity of the Month. You can also reach them at 269-932-3557, 269-932-3557. Drew, thank you so much for sharing not only what Mosaic does, but the dignity and the opportunity that you provide to our community to make a difference.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Rob.
This is Rob Wolf with the Wolf Financial Podcast. We look forward to having you join us for our next show.
Thank you for listening to the Wolf Financial Podcast. For additional information about our firm, please visit our website, wolfadvisoryservices.com.
Wolf Financial Advisory.